Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Today is South Dakota Day of Giving. Happy Tuesday. You can find all kinds of more than 500 nonprofit organizations from across the state on the website southdakotagives.org. And today we're dedicating the full 2 hours of In the Moment to amplifying the voices of some of these people across the state who are doing really remarkable things. And now we head to Pierre for the Capital Area United Way. And we have Executive Director Ashley Rathbun with us. And Ashley, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me on today.
Tell us a little bit about Capital Area United Way.
Well, Capital Area United Way is a lot like the other United Ways, where our core values are fighting for the health, education, and financial stability of people in our counties, which is Houston Stanley. We support over 18 local United Way funded agencies, and those agencies offer over 50 programs. And then we also have 6 impact programs. One I'd really like to highlight is one we have coming up, which is Say Yes to the Dance. It's a free formal wear giveaway for girls and guys for our upcoming formal events like King of Hearts. And they can leave there completely set to go with shoes, jewelry, dress. Yeah. And we give away different like gift cards so they can have dinner that night. So it's a great program. It's completely free, and wow, we're super excited about it.
All right. So. Say yes to the dance. So tell us what kind of need that meets for people who can, what's it like to be left out of that? Because that's an expensive night to go to a formal.
It is very much. And that's, I think a lot of young women and young men don't go to these formal events because they can't afford to go buy the dresses. And in Pierre, it's kind of a unique situation. We have local boutiques that have dresses, but they have limited amounts or sizes. So individuals would then have to drive to Sioux Falls or Rapid, which is great, but not all of them have the funds to make that trip. Yeah. So they'll just not participate in any of those things if our program wasn't around. Yeah. And to be left out of that, especially like your senior year and those memories and, being able to go with your friends, it can be devastating to some kids when they're not able to do that just because of financial reasons.
Right. This is the third year you've been doing Say Yes to the Dance. Is that correct?
Yes. Oh. Yep. The third year. Yep.
So you've been able
originally.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
You've been able to see some of the impact. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, we have. The first year we did it, we gave away 206 dresses.
Wow.
And the second year was close to that. And then what we saw that was great and unique was some of the girls that had received dresses the year before, they brought back their dresses that they had gotten to redonate and then picked out a new dress. So it was just great to see them give back. We don't ask for the dresses back, and it was just unique to see them come in carrying the dresses so other people had the chance to wear those dresses.
And they're able to give something as well as receive, which has to feel pretty good.
Absolutely.
And, there's been a lot written lately just about the fashion industry and fast fashion and what it's kind of doing for the planet and the economy overall. So this is also, an added benefit of, keeping these dresses where they belong, at dances for a little while longer. Yeah. Tell us what you're doing. How do you look at Giving Tuesday and really amplify that and make, what are some of the ideas that you're doing to make it a fun day?
For us, our big push this year is volunteering and just tangible items that our partner agencies need. We've really kind of sat down with the local nonprofits and said, what do you need other than monetary donations? And so we put together a list of items, for example, like Discovery Center here in Pierre. They need good wall phones and plastic flowers because they have Discovery Town, which is a place where kids can go in and, use their imagination and do vet visits. So they ask for stuffed animals. So we do a big push for that. Crayons and other school supplies, hats, coats, gloves. We wanted to give them those items that maybe aren't normally given in a situation like this. And so we want to lift up our agencies and the local nonprofits and highlight what they do and how we help them and what individuals in the community can do to help them. We really want to make it about them.
Yeah. Are you using Facebook, social media to sort of point in the right direction? How do people connect today to find out, you know, how they can help?
Yes, we did. We have a couple different ways. On our Facebook, we're highlighting a few of the nonprofits, plus how people can give to United Way, and we can, like, those items, and we can forward them on to the partner agencies. And then we set up an event, actually, for Peer Fort Peer Day of Giving, kind of in conjunction with South Dakota Day of Giving and Giving Tuesday. And on that, the local agencies are able to list, we have volunteer opportunities coming up this next month, or these are the things we need. This is what we're doing for Giving Tuesday. So it's a platform that it's all in one. Everyone can see what those agencies are posting, and they know where they can go or what they can do to help out those agencies.
Yeah. So December is the month where more people than ever give and pay attention to things like this. And of course, we have Giving Tuesday to kind of kick that all off. Do you find that the need is pretty great throughout the year? How do you encourage people to take this energy that they feel on Giving Tuesday and keep it going?
The way we encourage that is we like to put out there that even though outside of United Way's campaign period or outside of the holiday season, those agencies still need help. Again, the biggest thing anyone can give any of them is their time. Mm. Always in need of volunteers, always looking for people. And, you know, and that doesn't require any monetary donation. That just requires their want to help an agency. And that's what we're really trying to promote, is because that's something you can do year round,
right?
Is volunteer, because they're constantly doing things that need volunteers. And it's really big in Peer and Fort Peer because a lot of our homebound seniors and young youth, and they rely on like the food programs and things like that for those volunteers to put them together and deliver them. So it's a huge ask from us, but it's a great way they can give back year round.
You can find more at capareaunitedway.com. Executive Director Ashley Rathbun. And follow them on Facebook as well and see the highlights of those partner organizations. Ashley, thank you so much.
Yep, thank you.